years of radio. Radio Moments.
10 years is a landmark for a breakfast show, so congratulations this week to Jamie Theakston.
Good morning. It's Our Breakfast with Jamie Theakston on London's Heart 106.2. Coming up, we've got music from Lamar and Destiny's Child. We're also going to be giving away the holiday of a
life. Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston. Are you up for it?
Jamie Theakston, who took over Heart London Breakfast 10 years ago this week, replacing Jono Coleman.
Many years ago, in a galaxy far, far away, I used to work for a Sydney radio station called 2WS.
Here's one chap who didn't last 10 years on Breakfast, at least not yet on a single station.
OK, it's now 7 o'clock on Monday, the 24th of April, 1995, a day that will go down in history, as the day we are back on that radio map. Marconi's listening in the heavens, and Marconi, I thank you.
Chris Evans, who began on Radio 1 Breakfast 20 years ago this week. That stint lasted less than 2 years. He later did a few years on Virgin and 5 years at Radio 2 so far.
96.2, would like to remind you that it's the stereo that makes the difference.
Jingle fans through the 80s and 90s knew the name Alan Fawkes, whether they realised it or not. Alan was half of Alpha Sound, whose jingles ruled for a generation. It's 5 years this week since Alan died.
Al?
Yeah?
You know, the only thing that we've really got missing from this package is a jazz cut. That's the one thing we haven't done.
Right, okay, fellas, it's a 12-bar in F. It's about there. Two-bar intro into it. 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 4.
Farewell, Alan Fawkes, this week in 2010. Now it's birthday time. This BBC local launched 30 years ago, precisely.
This is BBC Radio Shropshire, live on the air.
Good morning. Welcome along. It's the birth of Radio Shropshire, the BBC's 30th and newest local radio station. I'm Diane Kemp, I'm very pleased to be with you, and I hope you'll keep listening between now and 9 o'clock this morning to the champagne breakfast show I've got today.
Shropshire, we're proud to be a part of your society. Parks and gardens for miles and miles, around the county with a friendly smile. Sunshine on the Longman Hills, the summer shows, and now trips
to... St George's Day 85 and the launch of BBC Shropshire. And from there, theme tune to this one. Yes, this week, 73 years ago, that familiar World Service theme, Lily Bolero, was first heard on the BBC as the theme tune to this programme.
Into battle. On the occasion of Adolf Hitler's birthday, we present the first of a series of programmes designed in some sort to reflect what he, and we also, may have forgotten. The fighting spirit of the people of Britain.
Lily was later adopted by the BBC Chinese Service and then in 1942 by the British Overseas Service, where it lives on to this day. The melody had been around since the 17th century with its original words as follows. There was an old man from Waltham Cross. Happy birthday, Lily. It's a momentous week in radio for so many reasons. 15 years ago, Alan Freeman hosted his final proper show on Radio 2.
And incidentally, our thanks to studio manager Martin Parker and producer Philip Swern. And don't forget, Pick of the Pops is a unique broadcasting production for Radio 2. So let's run down those final 10 number ones, all right? And don't forget to join Dale Winton for the normal Pick of the Pops tomorrow at 2 o'clock on Radio 2. Ta-ra.
Alan's final swinging cymbal this week in the year 2000. Try doing that when you're 73. He died 6 years later. Here's a famous story, maybe apocryphal, from this week in 1930. The BBC's Good Friday News bulletin started with the words, "There's no news tonight." So here's some music. And 10 minutes of piano followed instead.
It was an age of deference. The government didn't tell BBC News what to broadcast, but certainly there was an accepted mode about what the public should hear about. And obviously, on that day, that accepted mode and convention meant that there was nothing of significance that the public was meant to hear.
Helen Bowden. It would never have happened under her watch. So, with the famous Dutch pirate Radio Veronica launching 55 years ago this week.
Come on, sail away with Veronica today.
Mike Reed's last Radio 1 breakfast 29 years ago.
Is next. It's 8:30.
And the last UK theme on Radio 4 9 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio.